and get moving on to this call. Like I said, I've got a lot of folks on the call that I want to get to today. I do have three announcements I want to get kicked off here. First is National Conference. And if you take this business seriously and you're taking this opportunity seriously, you're going to be at the National Conference. I truly believe that. We ask you to go to the conference not as to say, hey, look at all the people I got to the conference. I know you'll make more money if you go to the conference. I know you'll make more cash if you go to the conference. I know you'll have more customers if you go to the conference. I know that you could earn over $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 if you go to the conference. And if you're building a team, man, get people to the conference. Don't take my word for it when I talk about how great these owners are. Don't take Fitz's word about how great this opportunity is. Go look at the three gentlemen that run this company square in the eye and see the sincerity. No, better yet, you will feel the sincerity of what these gentlemen have put together and laid out and given us just a phenomenal opportunity to take advantage of. Get to the conference. It will change you. And I've got two guests on today that I'm going to ask them about the National Convention real quick. I'm going to start off with Jeremy. Jeremy was just recently called by Andy Albright's office on Monday and asked what his ring size was. Why is that important? I'll let Jeremy explain.
Well, it means I made over $100,000 plus. So I gladly gave him my ring size. But pretty simple, huh?
In fact, you darted out of the office and ran to Target to figure out what that ring size was.
I did indeed. It wasn't a waste of any time. They said they needed it that day. I got it to them that day. So,
do you attribute any of the success to convention leadership?
Yeah, absolutely. I contribute it all to that. I mean, I can say all of it, but yeah, majority of it. It's really what triggered my year this past year. I mean, last year, the holidays, it was a pretty tough time for me. You know better than I, you know just as well as I do. I was transitioning and stuff, and I found a way to get to the leadership conference, it propelled me to implement a very strong plan, and a very, very disciplined plan, and earned over $100,000 as of September, so I'd say it definitely impacted things, and I've been to the leadership conference as well as the national conference last year. So,
awesome. And they do help you keep going. And I look forward to the day that Jeremy Patton's going to stand on stage and give his story, because he's gone through some personal setbacks, if you will, this year. And I'm not going to share those with you, because I know one day he's going to share them from stage as a $500,000 earner. And it's these types of conventions that have kept his head clear and kept him on path. During a year where he had very difficult things happen to him, he made over $100,000. Most people fold. I got to attribute a lot of that to Jeremy and his discipline, but also just staying involved in the organization, going to these conventions and keeping his head fresh. Cameron, I'm going to ask you, and I do need to introduce Cameron completely correctly here. Her team, the Cameron Kimmel team, are we calling it the Wilson team yet?
You can call it the Wilson team. That's fine.
Okay.
For now,
let's just call it the Cameron team. That won't go wrong. The Cameron team, her team, okay, wrote $117,425.06 for the month of November. That is awesome. That is just incredible. Cameron herself, led from the front, $43,805.28. Incredible job, Cameron.
Thank you.
Why are you going to the convention, and why are you stressing your folks to be there?
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, that I've ever gone to. And a lot of people will say that they don't need the rah-rah, or those people that say that are the least successful people that I come in contact with in this career. It does something to your heart and your soul. It gets your mind right. It gets you prepared. It helps you. It gives you that gut feeling that you need when you walk in an appointment. That's the best way I can describe it.
Enough said. Be there. It's in Dallas. January 18th is the beginning of it for the managers. If you're not a manager, you want to be a manager. You will not miss January 18th. Just be there. It's that simple. It will change you. You've heard from Cameron how it changed her. Her team's right in 117,425. Not yet recognized on the NAA leaderboards as a manager. However, I'm looking forward to leaderboards coming out for November. I guarantee you smoked a lot of agency managers.
Well, we're trying. Give it up to my team. They're doing a good job. So.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you're pushing me. The fire's coming up because my team did about 195, and at 117 is too close for comfort for me.
I'd like to be on stage with you and everybody else, so.
you will be. You're just going to surpass the 100 and the 200 and just go straight to 3 or 4, right?
Right. That being
like
up on stage does something to you as well, so
yeah.
I got a little taste of that at the last convention.
Blue's not your color, so you're just going to surpass it and go straight to red?
Right.
Congratulations. Stick around because there's some more things we're going to talk about here in a second.
Okay.
Being the number one producer of the entire FITS organization, I had to have you on today. People need to hear from you, how you're doing it, what you're doing. I do have a few more announcements I want to make. However, I got to jump to this gentleman that's on the call right now. He, brand new producer, just got his license last Monday, and he is only on this call today for 15 minutes because he has a full-time job, and he has graciously agreed to come on, tell you what he did, how he did it, because that's what we're going to discuss today, getting started fast, momentum. And Patrick, you there?
I am here.
Beautiful. Patrick, his first week out in the business, he said he wanted to beat Robert Wallace's first week in the business. Most of you know, or maybe you don't know, Robert went to, I believe it was San Francisco, wrote $19,000 his first week. And Patrick came on board and said he wanted to beat that number. And came darn close. And Patrick, just quickly, tell us about who you are, why you're here, and why you're so stinking excited about this and getting started so quickly when others have their feet stuck in the mud.
Yeah, well, thanks, Paul. First of all, Patrick Martin, part of the Myers team with the Fitch Group. First of all, Cam, awesome. Congratulations on your month of November. That's unreal, but realize you now have a target on your back, which is good. But awesome month. But Jason basically shared the opportunity with me. He actually really he waited for the right time, and I am just in a place in my life where, you know, like Fitz said in the meeting, opportunity meeting, just been a professional, you know, basically broke salesperson for all my life, and looked at this opportunity, and it's absolutely unreal. It's unreal, the opportunity that's out there to make money, people that are asking for service. And so, you know, when Jason shared it with me and I realized that there was a system, I just didn't question it. I just went out and worked the system and didn't know what I was doing. I just decided to say, you know what, for the next 90 days, I am going to make this my absolute focus. Nothing will get in the way, and just picked up the phone and went for it. Still don't really know what I'm doing, but having a ball doing it.
You're enjoying it?
Absolutely.
Did you, you know, a lot of folks will say, how does someone come in, get his license on a Monday, and that weekend write $12,000? What, do you know why that is?
For me, really it's not about, you know, the making the money. It's the couple things is the cool thing of being able to help people. And for me to be able to go out and sell and just have fun doing it, it's just intriguing to me. For me, it's more of a challenge, and that's one of the things with NAA that I think is probably one of the things that's the core of its success, is that there's a lot of awesome people. The cream rises to the top, and when you see that cream making the kind of money that they are, and then you get a taste and you realize this is not rocket science, folks. There's a roadmap. There is a pathway to follow, and if you just follow it and don't question why, you're not going to succeed every single time. but you're going to succeed more often than you don't. And that's what I found. And I, you know, you're skeptical anyway, but then when you get out there and you start doing it, and you realize, wow, this is doable. And it's just, why would you not pick up the phone? Why would you not go and meet more people? And so that's kind of what I've been doing, and just stay focused. And every minute that I have free, when I feel that, oh, I don't really want to do this, I just push that to the side and say, you know what, it's worth it. And
what do you, when you're pushing things aside, what are you doing? I know you're listening to MP3s, you're listening to Jason Myers, your leader.
Yeah, reading a lot. You know, I mentioned in the FITS meeting, the sales meeting yesterday, the book High Trust Selling by Todd Duncan, which is pretty much my second most favorite book in the world. But in the sales world, my favorite. But just, you know, listening to every MP3 I can. Bruno sent me the library of the MP3s, and I've listened to every single one at least once, most of them twice, couple of them three, four, five times, because they're the ones that I listen to on my way to appointments just to get my mind right before I walk in and realize that, you know, I've gotten where I am, which is broke, for a reason, and that is because I've been insane, as Fitz would say. I've been repeating the same behavior over and over, expecting a different result, and so I figured it was time to truly change something. And that kind of goes to, I'll share this with you, it's out of the High Trust, but it's probably my favorite quote of all times, and it fits NAA so perfectly. It says, true sales success doesn't begin with the stuff on the outside, whom you persuaded last week, how much you sold last month, what you earned last year, or how much you can afford to buy this year. Lasting success is built with the stuff on the inside, who you are and who you want to become, why you sell, and what legacy you intend to leave. That's a quote by Todd Duncan, and that's
wow,
kind of what I live by.
Wow. That the stuff on the inside, we hear Fitz talk about it constantly. Incredible.
Yeah.
Beautiful quote. A lot of people are going to find that book.
I mean, it's truly a godsend. This business fits my DNA. If you care about people and you love to make money, you couldn't be in a better place.
Okay, so you wrote 12,000 your first week out.
Mm-hmm.
You got your license last Monday, correct?
Yeah, actually it was 14,000. I turned in three more contracts yesterday.
Cool. You better correct me. Your first week out, wrote $14,000, got your license last Monday. Is your presentation, how'd you learn your presentation? How'd you learn your phone script?
Phone script was basically, listened to the Holy Grail phone scripts. And the phone script is pretty basic. Less, you know, my philosophy, been done a lot of phone work, but my philosophy, as it is with everything, is less said, best said. And so as little as you can say to get in, get out, make the appointment, keep control in your court. You know, the biggest thing, I think, is just pick up the phone, dial, you know, and do it. And you just listen to the phone script. Jason should, you know, worked with me a little bit on that Tuesday night at the Tuesday after I got my license. And then we went and ran appointments. Jason did one on Wednesday for me, and I watched that. And then from there, he ran with me on Thursday, and I did those two. And then I've been solo since then. So listening to MP3s, and I've changed. It's changed every single time I've gone through the door, for the better, I hope. But, you know, it's just going to be consistently changing until I find something that works, and then it's just duplication.
Less said, best said.
Less said, best said. Yep.
That is incredible, because what you're saying right there is, what was your ultimate goal when you picked up that telephone?
Make an appointment.
Make an appointment. Dude, if you're saying anything to all the folks on here that are going to, you know, that need help, is that right there. Make the appointment. So many people want to, you know, make sure that it's worthwhile to go out there and get in front of them. They want to make sure the client is going to purchase, if you will. They want to really prejudge the appointment by setting that appointment. And you don't care about any of that. Less said, best said.
And actually, most of the leads that I got, just so you know, I only got 3 A leads. The rest of the stuff, most of the stuff that I had was, I guess, Bruno, I don't know what Bruno said, but like 8 or 9 weeks old. So, and so, you know, it's not about, you know, first of all, they sent it in, but most of all, I mean, what are they going to do to you on the phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're persistent, I mean, if it doesn't go just the way you want to, you know, my philosophy is make a Hail Mary, just like they do at the end of the football game. If you're losing, you throw one into the end zone and see what you can do. And it's either going to get caught or dropped. And when you hang up that phone, your body's going to be in the same condition it was when you picked it up. They're not going to hurt you. So might as well chuck a Hail Mary.
Why is it your goal to make the appointment? It's probably a stupid question, but answer it anyhow.
How else do you make money? You can't make money if you can't make the appointments, you know. And so obviously you want to make the appointment because they asked you to call. They literally, a lot of them don't remember right away, and you got to jog their memory. But if you don't get in their home, you don't get paid. And you don't get
why not try to sell this thing over the telephone? Why not, you know, prejudge it? You don't want to waste your time, Patrick. You got a full-time job, Patrick.
First of all, you can't, because from the insurance company, we're their representative, we're their eyes and ears. I can't even give you a price. I'll give you a range. It's between $8 and $1,000 a month. Until I see you and know more of the details, then I can't really do anything for you. And that's kind of the deal.
Jason Myers, I know you're on the call. Go ahead and clone this guy to about 150 plus. That's good stuff, and that's so true. This product does not sell over the telephone. I've said it so many times, and I'll keep saying it until folks finally realize that people don't get excited and wake up in the morning that you're coming to sell them life insurance. They don't say, dang, that Patrick guy, he's showing up. They're dancing around the living room, and they got the music on. They're just happy that Patrick's going to show up life and sell them life insurance. This is a product that everybody knows they need, right? But they don't get excited about buying it, correct?
That's right. Well, they do. Hopefully they do when you walk through the door and sit down and let them realize the incredible opportunity that they have in a very small window of time after either refinancing or buying that home. And I'll tell you, sometimes the lead's outside that window, but, guys, that 13 months, that's a great way to create urgency for your clients. It's written right on the letter that they said, and it's a great way to create urgency. Obviously that, and then the opportunity to let them know that something can happen at any time, and you can make sure that they're covered before you walk out that door, which is important.
Beautiful. Thanks for being on today's call. You took a break from your full-time job to be on here today. And
well, I'm going to take a permanent break from my full-time job real quick.
When's that going to be?
I'm shooting for January 5th.
Okay.
I'm hoping to give myself an early Christmas present.
Awesome. Well, I tell you this much, we love to have you in our Tuesday sales meeting every Tuesday because it's fun to see people that just get it, that just flat out, they get it. You know, why it's another gentleman in our sales meeting, just gets it. And your job is to set the appointment, not prejudge the appointment. You have an idea of what's going to happen before you get on the phone, and that is you're going to set an appointment. You're not going to less said, best said, less said, best said. Man,
well,
I think everyone needs to put that over their telephone, over their computer before they make every single phone call. Less said, best said.
The thing is, Fitz has said it, and I'll say, you know, Fitz has been around the block. I don't know, Paul, your background, but I've been around the block in the sales world. You know, I have for 26 years and 25 mm-hmm. years, and it just, this particular opportunity with NAA, it just doesn't get any better. Unless you win the lottery and somebody hands you cash, it just doesn't get any better.
Mm-hmm.
Honest, and I say that, and I've only been around it for about 3-4 weeks now, but based on my experience, pretty awesome.
I truly believe we're given one or two opportunities in this lifetime to make it big in business. And I feel I've won the lottery by hitting
most
this. I ran.
Most people
I'm
don't
sorry?
Even get one.
Yeah, some people don't even get one. And when you're given two, man, you got to run with it. I ran a mortgage company before I did this for a couple years with my wonderful wife, and we struggled and we had a hard time with it, but it was a good income. But when I met Fitz, I truly believe, just like you said, I won the lottery. So if you think that way and you think the way Patrick thinks, you're going to be successful. You're going to pick up the phone your first time out, and six out of seven leads that you were given, you set. Jason had mentioned that before you got to the sales meeting yesterday.
And one hung up.
And, One hung up on you. You still called him back. You still set the appointment. You wrote the business. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. It was
awesome.
A husband and a wife, $500 a month in premium.
The dude hung up on Patrick, and he didn't, you know, call his manager and say, you know, these leads are bad. They weren't sitting around waiting for me to call. They weren't excited when I called them. They didn't say, ooh, I was waiting for you to call me. You know, he didn't do that. He just thought about it for a second, picked the phone back up, called him in, said, hey, you sent this to me. I'm calling you because you asked me to. And I know I'm shortening it here, but the guy basically said, hey, you know, the fact that you called back shows me that you're not a telemarketer and this is serious, and invited you in his home, and you wrote him up for $500 a month. Incredible, incredible. Hey, thanks for being with us. We're at 10:30 right now, and I know you've got a full-time gig right now. And people just had to hear. I was so impressed yesterday by you in the fact that you came on board, you listened to the system, you trusted the system, and here you are in your first week, and you write 14,000, and that's what many are doing in a month. And are aspiring to get to that 14,000 in 1 week. The way you do it is have the attitude that this gentleman has. You know, dive in both feet. He has a full-time job, and he's still working the system, listening to MP3s. He was just rattling off titles of MP3s yesterday and just was completely, you know, Fitz and I were like, we don't even know all the names of all these things, and he's just boom, 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 clicking them off. So, hey, welcome to the team, and thanks for being on the call this morning.
I'm honored to be a part of NAA, and specifically the Fitz Group. Couldn't be around a better bunch of guys. Absolute integrity, and that's probably the second most important thing to me. So,
beautiful. Well, we look forward to your success.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to get back to a few announcements before I talk to our other two guests on the phone today, and it's all about getting started fast. But I do, and speaking of fast, I have to talk about F&G. They are issuing lightning fast. What a great segue. They do this every time of year. We get to the end of the year, and it goes in so quickly, gets in your bank account so quickly, and it's just over and over and over and over again. I highly recommend you jumping on board with Home Certain and making it happen. Everybody on this call knows I'm an advocate of Foresters, love Foresters, I think Foresters are great. I am going to Portugal. I did go to Canada, but I'm telling you right now, I went to Arizona, Tucson this last week and wrote all F&G. I think we threw one Foresters in there. Nothing against Foresters, love Foresters. F&G is issuing lightning fast right now. So make sure that's why the owners of this organization have two different phenomenal companies for us to choose from. That's why they have set it up this way. So we have these abilities to say, hey, this one's doing it lightning fast. We need to jump on it and make it happen. So get in there and make it happen for you, because they are issuing lightning fast. Kit Marketing. This is incredible. If you're not participating in Kit Marketing, I'm just going to tell you, I don't think you're serious enough about your business, your company, if you will. It is a way to get in front of your customer every month. We have now, you're going to be giving them three letters, the three-touch program. It's a three-month welcome letter. It's a three-month welcome letter. I think in those 3 months, the first are the opportunity for fall-off more than any other month. And you're wishing them happy birthday, you're congratulating them getting their policy, and you're not doing any work. You don't have to hire staff and put people in place to make this thing work. It's already there for you. And not only that, you're getting the discount. I used to run my own mail campaign when I was in the mortgage business, and it was a headache. Around the 15th of every month, my office was flat torn up from all the postcards that we were doing from, you know, I employed my two children. One put the stamp on, one put the label on, one put the stamp on, one put the label on. And again, my office was a complete mess. I'm printing labels. I'm doing this. This is a way to be professional. It's a way to separate yourself from your competitors. You're going to hit them the first 3 months they have that policy, and then you're going to hit them every month. You're going to be wishing them happy birthday. Okay, this is a system that works for you. If you look at any successful organization or any successful person, for that matter, if you haven't read, you know, any of Kiyosaki's books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Cashflow Quadrant, it's all about systems in place. Okay, here is a system in place that will grow your business. And you need to jump on Kit Marketing. It is a phenomenal tool. I personally use it as my closing technique. When I'm asking for the check, once I'm done with the check, or once I ask for the check, I simply say, you are going to see me once a month. You are going to get a picture of my goofy face once a month so you don't forget me. It has my phone number. It has my 800 number. It has my email. It has my website. I'm going to be here for you each and every month. And that will separate yourself from the other person that just walked in behind you or try to quote over the phone or whatever than anything else. So you can take a closer look at the three newest personalized letters by going to kitmarketing.com. That's www.kitmarketing.com. Jump on, look, see what it is, and feel proud about your business enough to where you're getting in front of your customer once a month. Okay. Going to talk about the Fast Start program. This is an incredible opportunity that Fitz has put together, and I think the majority of people that are building organizations, the majority of organizations that are out there building are taking it, using it, and making it happen. But this is a great way for you to get off the ground. It's a great way for you to build an organization. If you're not prepared to build a complete agency right now because you don't have office staff in place, you don't have scrubbers in place, you don't have people looking pending, this allows you to take a baby step, a huge baby step in the correct direction to make sure that happens. And I did one. Here it is right here. The first 45 days, if you're brand new to this organization, you have 45 days to jump on board with this and make this happen for you and make it a reality for you. Recruit three people in that first 45 days. Make eight personal sales. Make eight personal sales. Move up to a 60% contract. Move up to a 60% contract and still on the free lead program. You will still be on the free lead program. You will now get an override of your new recruits of 5 points. Okay, and again, this is the first step. The next step is the manager and training program, just like Cameron is. She's at $117,425. It's a beautiful way for you guys to get started fast if you're new to the organization, if you're within the first 45 days. If this is confusing to you and doesn't make sense, if you report to the Fitz Group or the Fitz Agency, please get with Bruno. If you report to me, please get with me, and we'll explain it further in detail. But I'm telling you, this is like winning the lottery, just like Patrick said. Fitz put together a program and designed it to where, here, we're going to help you build your team. You don't have to have office staff in place. You don't have to have someone looking at pending 24/7. We're going to do that for you, and we're going to allow you to take the right step in the right direction to building an organization.
Hey, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a quick question?
You betcha.
And this will prove to everyone that we don't script our questions typically, because I got a comment, and sometimes we get a comment, but, you know, folks will come on board and think we're one of those MLM deals.
Uh-huh.
You know, where you bring people on, you sign them up. What would you say to somebody who's when they hear about the Fast Start program? Because when I heard the Fast Start program, I mean, all it was bells, whistles, sirens. It was just opportunity. It was mm-hmm. It was basically free money.
Yeah.
How would you respond to someone who says they're not wanting to MLM their way to the top?
There's two ways I answer that, and yeah, obviously I recruit and do a lot of phone interviews. So first thing I say is, if it's an MLM, then I'll take it. I love it. I'm making a lot of money with it. Here's the difference, though, is you have to work. I'm not promising you all the things that these other MLMs are promising you, where you just have to sit around in your house and do absolutely nothing. Not saying that at all. That's the lottery. You have to win the lottery to sit around and do nothing and become wealthy. You know, I haven't yet to pick up a book and read it where a gentleman just sat around and did nothing. You know, whether it was Kiyosaki, you know, he built his fortune on Velcro wallets. You know, whatever it was, it took a lot of work. He lived out his car for a while. So that's not what this is. This isn't the opportunity just to bring people on board and sit around and wait for them to work hard and work your way to the top. You have to work as well. But if you want to look at an MLM, go for it. I don't care. Personally, I believe every company in the United States, in the country, in the world is an MLM to some extent. You have a CEO that makes more money than everybody else, and it trickles down, correct? So, I mean, you can look at it any way you want to. But,
and the beauty about what we do, you know what? If you don't want to participate in the Fast Start program, and you don't want to recruit your friends and family and share this opportunity with them, just write business. You don't have to recruit anyone. That's, to me, when I saw this, that was the major difference between us and those other guys.
Absolutely.
You can make money and write business like Vern Geyer did this year and make $100,000 on your own pen and not recruit a single person.
You're darn right. I think Vern found out in October, November, early November that he already earned his $100,000. And like you said, he did that himself. Lisa Holomo last year, the number one producer in all of NAA, did that all on her own. She did not build a team or anything like that. Tammy Lauther was in the top five. She didn't build a team. She's now building a team. But she did that all on her own. No one, there was no passive income involved with that. Is that it, my friend?
Thanks, buddy.
Cool. It is a golden opportunity to get started without having the headache of all the office staff and all that stuff. It's just a phenomenal program, and I don't get offended when people tell me, hey, this looks like an MLM. Cool. It's making a lot of money for me. No big deal. But talking about starting fast, and this is why I've asked the next gentleman to be on the call, we just heard Patrick got his license on a Monday, wrote $14,000 off of B leads, 3A leads, got with his mentor, got with his manager, and said, hey, what do I do? How do I make this thing happen? The next gentleman, Jeremy Patton, very similar story. I called him up. Actually, I didn't call him up. I sent him one of my commission checks for over $20,000 and said, go get your license. I didn't give him anything about NAA. Didn't tell him anything about Fitz, Bruno, anybody. Just said, go get your license. Luckily, he did it. Got his license, exact thing, on a Monday. Took him all of, I think, 4 days to study for the test. Went out on his first trip. And I'm going to let Jeremy explain that and why he was successful, just as Patrick was, in getting started fast and making it happen.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, listening to Patrick yesterday, I was like, wow, that's what I did, except he blew me out of the water with production. Great job, Patrick. I trusted you. You told me a little bit about the opportunity, but very little. You just had to email me a copy of that commission check, and I was, okay, I'm going to go get my license. How do I do it? I just got on the internet and figured out how to get my license, and actually it was before Able Incorporated was with NAA, but I used that pass package there and studied for 4 days, got my license, and I think 5 days, and I was on a plane that following week to Chicago with you to run business. Don't think I had ever looked at an application before I got there, but the one thing that I did do was I plugged into the conference calls immediately. I downloaded all the MP3s, still have all the original Hudgens CDs that are MP3s that I listen to. I listen to them constantly in my car, on the plane, constantly, probably 4 hours a day. I was listening to those, cramming to learn as much as I could before I went out and took care of people. And I think the first question I asked you was, hey, do you have an application so I can take a look at it before I go take care of these people? I think that was my question, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, here you go. So I just, looked at the application, and it's pretty self-explanatory, and went out and took care of, I'm trying to recall, I think about $8,000 in premium, and was on a plane back home. Why did I do that? Well, you told me I could. You told me the opportunity was there. You told me to listen to the MP3s, so I did. You told me to listen to the conference call, so I did. I really had it in my mind, and I believed in what I was doing. My purpose is to take care of these people. What would happen if they were to lose their home? And I really believed that wholeheartedly. That was my purpose. And went into each appointment with that purpose and walked out with a check every time and never done it before, never been in insurance before. But I knew that was my purpose, take care of these people. So it's as simple as that. It really is. It was awesome hearing Patrick yesterday talk about it, because I was like, huh, it's still that simple. nothing's changed, except we've got so many more tools now for people to succeed. But that's a choice. Everyone has a choice, and they choose. You choose your attitude, and you choose your mindset. So I just encourage everyone to, you know, believe in what you do, and there's no doubt you'll succeed.
Keeping it simple. You know, he did remind a lot of us yesterday to keep it simple, and it works, and because sometimes our brains want to over-strategize it and overthink it and overdo it, and it's just as simple as less said, best said, setting the appointment, getting out there, not trying to prejudge it, not trying to, you know, read between the lines, if you will, and just keeping it simple. Well, I appreciate you being on the call today.
Hey, thanks.
Cameron, man, her team, 117,425. You personally, 43,000. You have some people that started quickly. You have some folks that are showing up to our Tuesday sales meeting that are changing the face of that sales meeting for the better of excitement. What are you telling your team to get them started fast and to jump out? And you're smoking everybody right now with $117,425.
And Paul, thanks for asking me to be on this call. It's always a pleasure. I mean, it's basically, if you've been just listening what Jeremy and Patrick have been saying and Paul, and just it's just plugging into the system. I tell them immediately they need to come to the Tuesday sales meetings. It does something to you being a part of something every week. And if you're not local, definitely tying into the conference calls. I know that you guys shoot out a video of the Tuesday sales meetings, getting a hold of that. That's all it is. It's really simple. Just listening to the conference calls and mimicking what the producers are doing. When I first started into this business, I immediately looked at the top producers and I just mimicked them. But when I started to see true success, it's whenever I sat back and figured out what really mattered to me, and walking in there with the spirit and idea of really truly helping that family out. And if they see that, you're going to be successful.
And the team's following you right now, and you're not going to say it, but I'm going to say it. Cameron's changing. Cameron's making changes in what she's done and listened to Fitz and has agreed with Fitz that she needs to lead from the pack. She's leading her team with $43,000. I want to say it was at our semi-annual convention, you were even afraid to travel. You were afraid to get on a plane and go somewhere. And let me just give your numbers. The first week, you wrote 8,500. The second, 10,500. The third, 14,950. How much of this was in your backyard? How much of this did you travel?
About 8,000 was in my backyard. The rest, I traveled. I traveled three weekends in a row.
Okay.
And I set myself up for success as well. I booked my own appointments. You know, I actually one weekend I left with 12 appointments. I'd like to have about 15. But I decided just to go and to see what happened, and it turned out to be a good weekend. And the numbers, traveling is a wonderful thing. It's great to be gone for 2 days and see as many people as you can in those 2 days and come home knowing that you've helped, you know, you have about anywhere from 8 to 14 applications, and knowing how many families you've helped. I mean, it's traveling. That's how you get to 43,000, traveling.
Yeah, 35,000, if your numbers are correct, were done on the road, 8,000 in your backyard. Wow, and your team's exploding. Your team is just 117,425. That's a huge number. Awesome job. Anything else you want to add to convention? Why start quick? Why get going?
Gosh, guys, if you're not signed up for the convention, please sign up. It will change your life. I mean, you hear people say that over and over and over, but it really will. It will completely change this business for you. If you're writing $10,000 a month, you'll double it. I honestly believe you will double your production because it gives you what you need in this business. And that's pretty much it. So.
Beautiful. Well, thanks to everybody on the call. I want to leave you with this, and it's talking about momentum, getting started, moving rapidly. This comes straight from Sun Tzu's For Success, How to Use the Art of War to Master Challenges and Accomplish the Important Goals in Your Life. Speed is of the essence in war and winning. Get started. all of the positive consequences of speed accrue to the early offensive. The less you delay, the less apt you are to be surprised. The less apt you are to not have any money in your account. You know, the more you delay, the less apt you are to have no money in your account. The less ready will be your opponent. Your opponent is time. It's time. That's your opponent. The less ready will be your opponent, and that is time. The greater opportunity for surprise. The greater opportunity for success. General Patton declared that a partially developed plan violently executed is superior to being late with a perfect plan. Too often, what impedes our progress is a lack of urgency. The problem is not just doing it rapidly, but rather deciding to do it at all. If you read any book, go buy this thing, and it's just page 135. The chapters are real small, but it just really sheds light on folks that are on this call today that are having success. They're not sitting around waiting. Maybe you're on this call and you've been with us for 2 years and you're saying, well, geez, it's too late for me to get started fast. No, not at all. Absolutely not at all. I am talking about this today because I was a slow starter. I went to the sales meetings and watched Ralph Simpson become stinking rich. And I sat there with my feet stuck in the mud. And I watched week in, week out of this dude stand up in sales meetings. He talked funny. And how he ran all this business and how he became, and how, you know, week in and week out. And I just sat there. I just sat there and watched it happen. So it's not too late. Eventually, I got started fast. How did I get started fast? Eventually. I went to the Atlanta Convention. I told Fitz, I will be your next agency manager. And I did it in 3 months. I'm nothing special. There's nothing great about what I did or what I do. I just, when I went to that convention, I saw the system. I said, I can do this within inside of 3 months. And I did it within inside of 3 months. I was able to go look at the owners of this company in the eye and see and feel the sincerity of what they wanted. And I realized then, like Patrick said earlier, I won the lottery. The lottery has just fallen on my lap. It's my choice to do with what I want. I have the opportunity to take this opportunity and move fast now, move rapidly now. I have it in the past, and I've watched Ralph just fly by me, make a bunch of money. But I'm not going to let that affect me. I'm going to move fast today. I'm going to make it happen today. Time is the enemy. That is why many decisions must be made at a gut level. Not making a decision is a decision. Not charting a course is a decision. In our lives, opportunities appear and disappear in careers, in relationships, and in everything we do. And I'll read one more quote before I finish. Attack inspires the soldier and confuses the enemy. The side under attack always overestimates the strength of the attacker. Put it this way, the side under attack is the agent doing nothing and seeing huge success from other agents. Seeing the success of Patrick and saying, whoa, what did he do? How did he do it? How did he make it happen? Get on the offense and confuse the other agents with their feet stuck in the mud. Get on the offense this weekend. Go buy some MP3s. Go register for the convention. Get on the offense now. The agent stuck in the mud will then overestimate your power. And your strength. And they're probably going to say to you, hey, what are you doing? And you're probably going to simply say what Patrick just said. I got started. I believed in the system. I followed the system. I trusted the system. And I took massive action. Get started now. Don't wait. Don't sit by and watch Cameron become a $500,000 agency when you can do it at the same pace she does. Don't let her walk across stage next year earning her $500,000 and you're sitting in the audience going, wow, how did she do it? We just told you how to do it. Get started. Get into the system. Go buy yourself a convention ticket today. Go buy yourself a convention ticket today and change your life. You just heard how it changed Cameron's. You heard how it changed Jeremy's. I just told you how it changed mine. If you want to make a significant change in your life, go do something significant. Maybe you need to borrow the money. Do whatever you have to do. Just make sure you're there, because it will change your life. Guys, thanks for having me. I love this call when Fitz does it. And again, I'm always honored when he asks me to do it. And hopefully he'll be back soon to take over the reins. And he's out in Washington having a good time. I hope you guys got your people there, because I don't think anybody does an opportunity better than that man. But go out and get yours, because I'm definitely getting mine. Take care.